Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The left fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, John Shelby. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Young. Batting seventh. The DH, Jim Dwyer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jackie Gutierrez. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ken Dixon. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gutierrez juggles the ball. That's an error on Gutierrez. Butler moves to second. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon bunts in front of the plate. Dempsey fields it and throws to first for the out. Butler moves to third. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Butler scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Candiotti covering, for the out. One out. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken takes first base on ball four. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Candiotti. Ripken moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young takes first base on ball four. Lynn moves to second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer strikes out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lynn moves to third. Two outs. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 0 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Dixon. Nixon moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco is called out on strikes. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiggins hits a line drive into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 1 in the game. Shelby hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off Ripken, and towards Wiggins, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Hall moves to second. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Allenson moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dempsey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Orioles, 1. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 2 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Candiotti, and towards Franco, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 2 in the game. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler juggles the ball. That's an error on Tabler. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Shelby. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Shelby steals second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Shelby moves to third. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray strikes out. Allenson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Murray out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Candiotti covering, for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Young hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Dempsey takes first base on ball 4. Dwyer moves to second. Larry Sheets pinch hits for Jackie Gutierrez. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheets for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Juan Bonilla now playing third base. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allenson hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-3 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Kern now pitching. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-3 in the game. Wiggins hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-3 in the game. Shelby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Shelby reaches second base with a double. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby juggles the ball. That's an error on Jacoby. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shelby moves to third. Two outs. Jamie Easterly now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 4-1, Orioles. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Young takes first base on ball 4. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dwyer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rich Bordy now pitching. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Nixon strikes out. Dempsey drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Nixon out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 3 in the game. Franco hits a line drive towards the mound. Bordy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dempsey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Orioles. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 4 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Shelby takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a line drive towards third. Bonilla reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 3 in the game. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tabler moves to second. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.